My name's Tamara, and I am an addict. Clean one more day through God's grace and mercy. I'm not sure why I'm always terrified to stand in front of y'all, because a lot of times I have to say to myself, they just a bunch of dope fiends and crackheads for me to get myself together. Because, that's it. My topic is the gift of utter desperation. My friend pointed out the word utter and told me, you know, that's a significant part. So, you know, for me, because I always thought that I knew everything, only to come here and find out that I don't know anything, to take the suggestions y'all told me and get a dictionary. I got a dictionary, so I used it before I got here to look up some words. Utter means complete and absolute. Complete, absolute. Desperation, a state of despair, the loss of hope. Typically one that results in rash or extreme behavior. I read that and I thought, that would be me. Our literature says our disease always resurfaced or continued to progress until in desperation we sought help from each other in Narcotics Anonymous. And I want to say to the few people that stood up when they asked for new people, that everybody in here started the same way. Yes. And we all live by this one thing, and that is that an addict, any addict, can stop using drugs, lose the desire, and find a new way. A new way. So if you're in here, few new people, there's a new way to live. Now please don't be confused. We still fucked up. We just winging this shit. We really don't know what the fuck we doing. We just ain't putting that thing in. That's it. We still making bad decisions. We still going and doing bad things. So listen, it talks about the behavior and utter desperation. So my behavior prior to getting here, and I do have a disclaimer. So I'm a breast cancer survivor. So from time to time, my train may jump. My train may jump the track, so somebody, anybody, please listen, because you're going to need to help me, right? So it talks about our behavior prior to coming here, an act of addiction, the utter and the desperation. When I got here, I've always been tall. So when I got here, I weighed probably about 110 pounds. I had probably 9 good teeth. Yeah. 9 good teeth. I had probably been burnt 748,398,000 times. I know ain't none of y'all never been burnt. I know ain't none of y'all. I know I'm the only one been to 1515, the free clinic. But this is my story, and since they asked me, I'm going to tell the truth. That my girl done been around the block with you, but I know ain't none of y'all probably do the shit that I do. So when I got here, I'm at a state of utter desperation, because with all of my erratic behavior, I got here by way of a first and second degree attempted murder charge, first and second degree assault, possession of a handgun, discharging a handgun within city limits, felonious endangerment, reckless endangerment, and some other shit. Just pick some other shit. It was a little book. If any of y'all ever been to Central Booking, I know y'all ain't been to Central Booking. When I was in Central Booking, They had to take your papers and try to slide them through the door to give you your papers. But my papers were so thick, they had to open the door up. So I got here in utter desperation. Utter. I'm an only child, and I'm an only grandchild, right? And for a long time, because my parents didn't want to, I guess, see me in active addiction, they enabled me. So they gave me things, and I always had gifts and presents and toys and trinkets. So I would hack a lot, and I would steal, and you know, the stuff that we do. I've made a lot of bogus documents while being here too. You know, like checks that you deposit in and withdraw them out. I know ain't none of y'all understanding this scam and shit. I know ain't none of y'all did it. You know, like them documents that says Mr. Jones has been sick from January 1st to October 29th. Cause I know y'all don't. I'm just saying the stuff that I used to do clean, and my behaviors, because I wasn't aware that my thinking was my problem, I brought those behaviors into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous with me. Right? It's something. Because I try to read and... Because, look, I like to be able to compare my life with... to the literature, because it's important for me to know that I'm not the only one in here, and that the people that wrote this book, it was written by us, and that I can relate and that you can relate, because I a lot of times can still feel alone in a room full of people like this. So I come into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, and this in the literature it says, we find that our lives steadily improve if we maintain abstinence from mind-altering, mood-changing chemicals and work the 12 steps to sustain our recovery. So I'm in a place of utter desperation in the streets, and I come in here and I say, well, I want to get clean. I don't know how to get clean. So I sit down and I listen to y'all tell me how to get clean, because I figure if people in North America, in Asia, in Korea, in China, Tennessee, Texas, Bolivia, China, Korea, Bolivia, yeah. Texas, yeah. Say sit your country ass on the front row, Tamara, and do what we say do. If all of them people in all of them places seem to gather some clean time, why would I bring my country ass in here and tell me I ain't doing with them people now? I got this. Y'all the only ones. Because you know that's how you sound when you first come. That's how I sound. I always sounded like 90 on the hype. Good morning. I had 5 years clean. So, you know, so I stay here, and my desperation changes. My desperation from using drugs and not having a license when I came, not having, how many teeth I say? Not having license. Sometimes I still lie. Not having nothing but 7 good teeth. I'm coming in here, stinking, lonely, don't know my behaviors is the problem, have a whole lot of attitude, can still be very mean and judgmental and venomous from times. So I try to listen to what y'all tell me. And I stay here for a minute. And only find out that in the streets my desperation is different than in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, but you can be desperate in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. That, like, I'm in my, listen to this unbelievable, remarkable, unbelievable number. I've been here 16 years. Can't believe that shit. I'm a bum. I like to look like this every day. And I've been here 16 years. It's remarkable to me. It's remarkable to me. Listen. But it says something. This comes from, I'm going to tell y'all the page because I hate when people read stuff. I'm like, where is that? This page 227, the Living Clean book. It says, we become willing to surrender our behaviors. Sometimes, one by one, we come to understand that using whatever we are using is just a symptom of our problem, which is spiritual in nature. So I come to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, and I'm desperate out there, and I bring the same behaviors in here, and because I bring the same behaviors in here, I get the same thing. So because I'm the only child, the only grandchild, then some of my behaviors are, I'm spoiled, I like a certain kind of guy, I like a certain kind of dude. This is what I want, this is what I like, right? So my dude has always had to spend some money and have a nice car and some bullshit. For real. For real. So I come in here and I want a certain kind of guy, but I understand that my behaviors still follow me, and I get this certain kind of guy, and it is not until I get to utter desperation in the process. It's not until I'm in here clean and get a boyfriend, and he's a hustler, because I like hustlers, right? I like hustlers. And so that's past the duh. I like them, and because I like them, they came with a lot of things. They came with material stuff, and they came with money, and I could go to the shoe box and get money and stuff like that. But they also came with stuff like trichomonas. You gotta give me that thing, okay? Right? So I like guys, I like things, and I like material things. So I'm dealing with dude, and I'm not understanding quite where I am in my level of desperation, but I like dude. I like dude. He's spending money, and he burned me. I say, you rotten. So I say, check this out. Don't you ever, ever sleep with her again. I mean it. You better not sleep with her again. He bring me a mink coat. And I say, all right then. This my story. I slept with him. I got treated. He bought the mink coat. I fucked him again. I know don't none of y'all do this. I know ain't none of y'all never been burnt. But I said a full length mink coat. So I slept with him again. And he burnt me again. And I said, don't you ever. This is it. It's over. It's over. I can't have no dealings with you. You are rotten, dirty, low down, cruddy. He said, here go a cluster ring. I said, no, the big cluster, not the little clusters. The big cluster. The big cluster. I slept with him again. I know that y'all, listen, I know you may not be able to understand the desperation that comes with being here, and the desperation that we may feel here. Listen, I'm going to read this part. It says, when we are lonely, sad, or trying to distract ourselves, we may be willing to settle for things that are not actually what we want in the long term. When our priority is simply not being alone. Not being alone. I'm an only child. I really don't want to be alone no more. You ever play hide and go seek by yourself? When our priority is simply not being alone, we are likely to compromise our values or our priorities to commit too quickly to a person we are just getting to know. In order for me not to be alone, I might listen. Blind, crippled, crazy, four teeth, limping, living in the alley, behind the dumpster, with 72 kids. He just said, Hey, pretty. And I was going for it. I know y'all don't fuck with people that y'all don't like. I know y'all not in relationships saying, But my level of desperation, because I don't want to be by myself, I don't want to go through what I think is being mistreated. I don't want to do that anymore, so I may settle for anything. Clean. Clean. It's some stuff I'll do clean. And I've learned not to blame my behavior necessarily on the disease of addiction all the time, because the truth of the matter is I'll do some shit fully aware of what the consequences is going to be, and I'll do it anyway. I don't care what the consequences is. I want to feel good right now. I don't care who I'm going to hurt, what I'm going to do, what they're going to go through, what I'm going to lose. I don't care nothing about the consequences. I want to feel good right now, and I do it over and 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 over again until I get to utter desperation in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous Clinic. Yep. So, what up? So. I get to a point where, like, I gotta change. So our literature says doing something different is a risk. Because I don't want to do nothing different. I want to do the same shit that's comfortable and familiar. I don't want to have no courage and do nothing different. I want to stay right where I am. Wait a minute. It takes a lot of courage to say, I don't like that. I'm no longer going to accept that. Could we talk about, listen, one of the hardest things I've come to understand is being in a relationship. I ain't no good at that shit. Y'all heard I was, listen, I'm an only child. I don't even have no social skills and shit. It's some stuff that I don't understand and I don't like, you know, like, I'm going to just give y'all an example. Like football, right? For years, because I had a dude, and I was like, run! Football, I like football, run! Fuck! Oh, they didn't do that. This is my thought about football. I'm an only child. If I'm playing with my friends, and I throw the ball to you, and another motherfucker jump in and take the ball, I got a problem. Y'all call it interception. I say, get my shit back. Listen. So I no longer fake myself. I said that to say I no longer fake myself out. So if I don't continue to fake myself out, then it lessens my chances of getting to a desperate state. When I do the things that are reasonable, that are spiritually sound, the things that I think won't cause harm to other people, then my level of desperation diminishes. You don't have to be desperate in here. You don't have to be. You know, we got choices in here. We can do what you want to do in here. I just choose not to spend a whole lot of time in craziness. Let me wait. There was something else in here that I wanted to read because. Oh, here it is. I didn't finish it. Doing something different is a risk, but making the same mistakes is a guarantee of failure. Failure. That's a big word. Because if I already know that I'm doing something and it failed the first time, like this for instance, right? This is my failure example. I saw the movie Scarface like everybody else. Like everybody wanted to be Tony Montana, you know, all that. Dude started selling coke and they was like, you remember when he went and took his man girlfriend? And she had on a long white dress. And that bitch came down the elevator like this. So I wanted to be her. So I dealt with drug dealers because I thought I was going to be on an elevator like this. And my first attempt failed. But I did it again, Wanda, and my second attempt failed. So I said, one more time, try, one more time, one more time. My third attempt failed. My 438,332,605th time failed. So if all of that ended up being a failure, then I have learned in the process that there are some things that I just won't do anymore. Now, I probably, hopefully not, but I may have many relationships in this process. It will not be with somebody selling narcotics. Yeah, the probability of me wrestling crocodiles is higher. And me fucking with somebody selling some Percocet, oxycodone, rope spray, bed bugs. Cause you know, y'all, they doing it all now. Bed bugs spray on weed and what? So, I was just given a sign. I don't know. A lot of times, when I do meetings, I'm always very, very scared. And it usually takes a lot of people to pray on me, over me, and for me to get up here and to, ooh, ow, that's my kind of, not, ow, ow, my kind of environment. Okay. I lost my train of thought. Pray on me, pray on me. I need not P-R-E-Y. I need people to P-R-A-Y. For me, with me, and over me. So because it always takes me a minute to get up here and to get comfortable, because for the life of me, I can't understand why people want to hear my delusion, right? But my friends tell me stuff like, because Tamara, you get up there and you tell the truth, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that no matter how intimidated or how scared I can be in here, I understand that we all just winging it. That everybody in here has some story. Everybody in here is dealing and battling something. So I'm grateful for the people that tell me to keep sharing honestly, because at the end of the day, I may have some shame and remorse and guilt on where I work and for the people I work for, but around you, not at all. Last thing, when I was a little girl, y'all fucked it up real good. Now that I'm grown and will not allow people to say anything or do anything to me, you say it right or I'm going to pull you up. My name is Tamara. I'll keep coming back.